Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hi there.
That is a song, the modern folk musician, that has been requested time after time after time. And that's, I believe, from your album of the very same name, from 2000 or so. And I'm so sorry.
Actually, 1993.
Oh, okay. We must have the CD that came out.
That was my very, very first recording.
Wow. And Mike was due to be in the Pittsburgh area this weekend, and unfortunately his concert, which was to be last night, was canceled at the last moment due to a death in the family of the hosts. And hopefully you'll be rescheduled to come back again. People were really looking forward to hearing you last night and also this morning, too. How did you start doing this? I really have always wanted to learn more about your background and, you know, how you got to where you are now.
Well, it was a socially acceptable form of you know, showing off. You know, I was always acting out as a kid and making trouble for myself and stuff like this. And this is you know, maybe people would wag their fingers at me, and now I do it on stage and people clap. So, you know.
And when did you start playing and singing? Well, first of all, were you raised in the Philly area?
New York City.
Okay, and when did you start playing?
Probably in the early 70s, something like 73, 74. I remember actually the person who gave me my very best first gig, Carrie Estrin, is now a publicist in the folk field. She booked me at her local high school coffee house, believe that or not.
Mm.
I didn't get paid, but that was back when folk music was acceptable.
It still is. And you, I mean, you've recorded plenty of songs that are folk chestnuts, but you've also written parodies as well as some really whimsical, comical songs. How did you get interested in doing that sort of thing?
Well, you know, it was pretty much de rigueur at the time. You got a guitar and you sang Crosby, Stills, Mitchell, and Garfunkel songs, and that's what I did. I mean, my original musical introduction was classical piano lessons when I was probably 10 or 11. And so at least I had a firm grasp of music theory, and then I essentially taught myself guitar, and it was all over after that. The guitar was a lot easier to bring to a party than a piano.
Mm-hmm. And did you start, well, you mentioned growing up in New York City, I assume New York City public schools.
Right.
And then what happened after high school?
After high school, I actually stayed at home for college. I studied mechanical engineering, and my day job was that of a mechanical engineer, a machine designer, for, you know, pretty much most of my productive life. And as if folk music wasn't productive, but I always had music as a sideline, and was pretty much an all-consuming hobby, and made hundreds of dollars a year.
Nearly hundreds. You got into the four figures almost, or approaching.
Yeah.
Here's this is Mike Agarinoff for listening to, and let's take a listen to another one of his songs. This one also gets a lot of requests. You'll recognize it right away, of course, Mike. You may recognize it too as you listen, But as you listen, it's going to be a little bit of a little different than what you might be expecting.
Anyway, let's see if I can remember this thing from my youth. How did it start? How did it start? Oh yeah. Busted flat in Baton Rouge, West Virginia, with a dollar in my hand. I'm sitting in the railway station, waiting for a train. I ain't sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Take me home, where my thoughts escape, and home where the deer and the antelope play. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. And the good times are all gone, so I'll follow the sun. And as I look around me, at the four gray walls that surround me, well, already I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've looked at love from both sides now, seen sunny days a thought would never end. If I were a carpenter, I'd hammer in the morning. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. My sweet baby Jane.
Oh, Mike.
Well, that's a Crosby, Stills, Mitchell, and Garfunkel song called House of the Rising Smoke on the Stairway to Freebird.
The McGuire Lair report would maybe.
Actually, that was mostly put together by James Gordon from Canada, although I added one little couplet in there to the mix.
That's a great song. Now, where did you go to school for mechanical engineering?
Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn. I lived at home when I went to school, got a great education and no social life whatsoever.
And then
three women in my entering class.
It's something, isn't it? And
it's a whole lot better these days, but back in 1964 when I entered, it was like three women in the entering class.
You know, in 1978 when I entered, 1979 when I started as a chemical engineer as a student, out of 100 graduate chemical engineers, I think maybe there were only 15 women. And it's getting a little better, but it's not still completely representative. It's getting much, much better than it was, but it's something. Now, are you on the road a lot these days?
I'll play 30 concerts a year, most of them local to New Jersey where I live, but generally within a day's drive of home. Occasionally I'll fly out to someplace. When I hang up from this phone call, I am going to pack my car and head out to Cleveland, which is where I was headed from Pittsburgh before the cancellation of the Pittsburgh concert. So that'll be an 8-hour drive.
Yeah, well, and some folks might well make the trip out to Cleveland from Pittsburgh, a significantly shorter drive, or even from our new Concord, Ohio affiliate, because you are very loved here. And I want to play another song, and this one I always...
Yeah, just so they can find out where and how. They're both house concerts, and you can get the information on mikeagranoff.com, and that's AGRANOFF.
Yes.
MikeAgranoff.com.
MikeAgranoff.com.
Go to the gigs page.
Yeah, there's. I'm trying to think of a mnemonic to. It's Mike, of course, which is easy. off.
Two A's and an O.
Yeah, two A's and an O. There you go. Here's one that's always fun for us to play. And I'm going to send this out to Janine, who called a few moments ago. Janine is listening in Grove City and has been playing along this morning. And I think I missed her name earlier, apparently. So, Janine, I want you to know we're thinking about you. And I know Janine, who likes to talk about folk music, among other things we talk about, might appreciate this song because, once again, it's mixed everything up in a nice way. And anytime I play this, people hear the first two or three bars, and they think it's going to be something very different than what it is.
Larry, can you stay on the phone with me once this starts?
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks.
I am just a folky, and my songs seldom heard.
Okay, just
you're on the air now. Do you want to hang on? Hang on. Mike Agradoff.
But I try my best, and I play the three chords that I know and disregard the rest. Ask an only gas and free beer. I come looking for a gig, but I get no offers. Just a ripoff from this bar on 7th Avenue. Told the tale, after six nights, three sets a night, he'd pay me without fail. And the check was in the mail. Lila lies, 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 Lila lies. So I left the bars and the coffee house feeling no more than annoyed. And to come to play for strangers on the corner streets or subway stations anywhere. They might go for the nickels, dimes, and quarters that the harried people throw, playing Dylan songs or something they might know. In the kitchen sits a folkie, a songwriter by his trade, and he tries to do his taxes on the money he ain't made on singing protest songs. Against the war or that Simon and Garfunkel stuff that folks don't sing no more. And he asks himself, what do I do it for? Why? Why?
I hope Janine enjoyed that. It just sort of brings up what it's like to be on the road and another nice parody. Mike is also a great folk singer in his own right of traditional songs, and we're going to have one in a minute. Mike Agranoff is here with us. Mike, Cindy in Indiana, PA, just wrote to say that she and her husband Jim remember you around a campfire after midnight sometimes at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, and the song about a midnight radio DJ. She wasn't sure about the title or whether it's been recorded. I think it's The Sandman, right?
That's right, Ballad of the Sandman, on the same album as Modern Folk Music Cheyenne.
Yeah, and that's a great recording. And what prompted you to write that? First of all, it's good to record a song about radio people because radio people like to play songs about radio people. So that may have been part of it. But I suspect there's a little bit more depth than that.
Well, it's actually not a song. Most people don't even remember that.
True.
It's a spoken piece. It's a recitation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was introduced to that whole art form by John Roberts and Tony Barons, who did a number of those spoken pieces, mostly comical, from the English Music Hall, most notably the Battle of Hastings. And it just sort of opened my eyes to the fact that spoken material from the stage can be as powerful and as entertaining as musical, and I actually learned the Battle of Hastings, which eventually I gave up doing because so much of the humor in it was really associated with the Northern English accents, which I could not deliver properly.
Yeah.
I wound up learning a Shel Silverstein poem and doing that for the stage, and eventually I wrote The Ballad of Jake and 10-Ton Molly, which is a story about an engineer, being an engineer, and that proved quite successful. Bill Staines performed it
yes.
for a couple of years. And The Sandman was next, and I've done three or four more in subsequent years, and they're unusual, but they're very good and captivating pieces of storytelling.
Well, I really hope that folks will take a look at your website, MikeAgronoff.com. There are 4 CDs available, the latest called Straight Lines, and then Ain't Never Been Plugged, or Would You Rather Get a Job, and then The Modern Folk Musician, and there's even a cassette from the olden days. Are cassettes still available?
Yeah, I haven't sold too many of those recently.
And they probably are they just behind the designer apparel that I see on your website? I would think people actually, your website's fun to look at just because of the way you enter it, and that's all I'll say. So folks, it's a fun little puzzle. And you can hear samples of songs there too. Get a hold. It's holiday time. There's folks who I think, if you know a folk music lover, who would really like hearing from Mike. He's going to be in Cleveland a little bit later today.
Saturday and Sunday night.
And I do hope we'll get you into Pittsburgh. A number of folks writing to us disappointed that had to be canceled today. But with any luck, we'll get you back through. You're not too far away.
Mm.
So thanks. Anything else you wanted to add? We're going to close with a song from Ain't Never Been Plugged that folks will recognize that's a little more, much more serious than what we've been listening to, because I want to be sure folks know that there's a lot of, you're not just a singer of novelty songs or of funny songs. But anything else you'd like to mention?
Not really. Again, if you can stay on the line once things start, and I'll wait next time before till you disconnect me from the airwaves.
Yeah, we'll chat for a little bit more.
Yeah.
With thanks to Mike Agronoff, here is a song I think you'll recognize. In case you don't, it's called Wayfaring Stranger at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world of woe. And there's no sickness, no toil or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds will gather o'er me. I know the way is long and steep, but beauteous fields rise just before me, where souls redeemed their vigils keep. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me.
There's Mike Agronoff. Mike, thank you for being able to be with us today.
You're welcome. That, by the way, that was Jay Unger and Molly Mason doing the
podcast.
They
sounded great with you. Best wishes for a good trip to Cleveland, and here's hoping we'll get you into the Pittsburgh area soon. And thanks so much for being with us.